Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Nikki Lane, man, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
So, outlaw country, breakups, wild living. Is this you?
It's called the truth.
That's what I wanted to know. And you were had a little confusion about whether you were a big city girl or a country girl, from what I read in Rolling Stone.
I'm a Libra.
A Libra, okay.
That means I'm in between.
All right, gotcha. Gotcha. So you did a little time. You're from South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
New York City, and now Nashville.
Yeah, and L.A. for 5 years.
Yeah, I missed that part.
I don't mean to rewrite the bio or something. People keep forgetting about the golden years.
The golden
it was
years?
Gorgeous.
This music you're doing here sounds like it would play very well in honky tonks and bars. Have you been on that circuit some?
I've been hanging out around there. I opened up and hung out with Whitey Morgan and the Freight Shakers, like some old school like honky tonk dudes out in California, and we've opened for Dale Watson before down in Austin. So we've dabbled in that world. I just kind of, you know, I'll play for anybody.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of. I like that my fans are so diversified.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Diversified. Yeah, it's good.
And you met a fellow down in Nashville, Dan Auerbach, who's mm-hmm. had great deal of success, obviously. And as I understand, you met him at a place called, let me see if I get this right, High Class Hillbilly?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's my vintage store.
You have a vintage store?
It's a little underwater at the moment because we live in a van. But yes, I do. It's mainly just so that I have an excuse to stop at every antique store and they can't mess with me because it's business.
Underground or underwater?
Underwater.
Well,
literally, though, my horse trailer that we carried around got crushed by a tree in a rainstorm, so it kind of was underwater.
Yeah. Boy, the Nashville scene's really alive down there, and I guess like people like Dan and Jack White, is there room enough in that town for both of those guys?
Jack doesn't seem to think so.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on what side of the story you get, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought the town was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to drive 45 minutes to get to either of their houses, so.
Well, that should be big enough then. Hey, we're glad to have you here.
I heard that
you were a show stealer out there in Boulder at that AAA convention.
I'll steal it if you let me in the door.
All righty. Well, we're going to get out of your way.
All right.
Nikki
then.
Lane.